Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the black Madonna.
I think one of the things that I miss the most right now is travel. I'd love to be at home. I love my life here, but I really loved seeing new places and going to exotic destinations and learning new things. And one of the things I love to learn the most about is the music that comes from other parts of the world. And one of the things that I love about music is the way that no matter where you are, there are little pieces of certain sounds that exist in their own way in different areas of the world. There is a Japanese disco. There is an Italian disco. There is a Brazilian disco. There is a Quebecois disco. And all of those things are the same, but they're all different. And because we can't travel together right now, hopefully we'll be back at it soon, I wanted to do a special where we take a trip around the world to some of my favorite locations and have a look at the specific ways that their dance music and some of the history of those sounds happens. And the first place that we're going to go today is Japan. It's hard to say exactly what city pop is. City pop is a uniquely Japanese style that really had its boom in the early 80s. It's slick, it's cosmopolitan, it's funky, it's got elements of disco and boogie, and even a little hint of Steely Dan in there. And for a long time, these records defined Japanese pop music. And today we just call the genre city pop. And inside that, there are incredible things. There are funky things. And there are classic dance records. But the genre really gets its start in a way from a group called Yellow Magic Orchestra, which you may have heard of. You might say that they're analogous to the Japanese Kraftwerk. And they have many, many important records, and we're going to get to that soon. But the founders of YMO go on to infiltrate the genre of city pop in all kinds of interesting ways. So let's get the show started. My name is The Black Madonna, and you're listening to We Still Believe Radio, and I am here to welcome you to One Nation Under a Groove, a trip through Japanese funk, disco, and boogie in the form of city pop. And we're going to kick it off with Seaside Lovers and Evening Shadows.
You're listening to The Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
Okay.
Alright, we are working our way through Japan today with a trip through city pop. That is Taiko Onuki with 4AM, another golden oldie released in 1978. I am the Black Madonna, and you are tuned into the sounds, the global sounds of We Still Believe Radio, and we are going through the tiny streets of Japan. Perhaps we are in Tokyo together to learn a little bit about Japanese funk, disco, and boogie on this week's show. We will round off our proceedings, as always, with a history of the world selection from Japan's seminal Yellow Magic Orchestra. But let's get right back to business with this from Tomoko Aran, a tune called I'm in Love.
Imagine
We believe in the power of radio. This is the Black Madonna.
Every day, and cause I count the mind. I'll be a good sportie, be a good sportie, I'll be a sportsman. Be a good sportie, be a good sportie, I'll be a sportsman.
Madonna. We believe. Do you?
Thank you.
We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
We are still strolling through the city streets of Japan. That is Akira Jimbo with Red Soul in the background. And before that, the master Haruomi Hosono with Sportsman, which is kind of the record that got me into the genre that we are exploring today. Yes, indeed. This is city pop, the Japanese subgenre of disco, soul, boogie, and of course pop. I am the Black Madonna. And you're listening to We Still Believe Radio. Thank you as ever for being here, wherever and however you may be listening. And, of course, we've got to take a second and talk about a Homo Block last weekend. Talk about a trip. Wow, what an experience. I want to thank everybody that tuned in and joined to support United We Stream. It was an event. I would say that Roisin Murphy in and of herself was an event. The costume changes, the excitement, so many incredible sets, and I want to thank all of you who tuned in because it really was a tremendous experience and it filled my heart up to be with all of you. coming in right now, we've got something from Space Cruiser Yamamoto with a tune entitled From Yamamoto with Love.
To the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you? Thank you. listening to The Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
Kobuku with Just a Joke and Minako Yoshia's Cat. Before that, you gotta love these titles. This is We Still Believe Radio, and I am your tour guide, The Black Madonna, taking you on a deep dive through Japanese funk, disco, and boogie this week in the genre that we call city pop. I hope you're enjoying this introduction to Japanese soul and disco as much as I am, and if you are, please do let me know at Black Madonna Shy, that's C-H-I, on the social media. I'm gonna round off the show as I always do by adding a tune to my History of the World selection. Still a few more to get through before then, and here is one from Henri. This is Shyness Boy.
Kakete kita no wa anata no hokai.
Madonna.
are working our way back to the foundations of City Pop, and accordingly, we have reached Ryuichi Sakamoto with Riot in Lagos, the penultimate track in our trip through Japanese funk, disco, and boogie. And we round off proceedings, as we almost always do, by adding a tune and artist into our History of the World selection. And that, if you are joining us for the first time, is a song of personal and historical significance to me and probably the rest of the world. And we are surely keeping within our theme today, because we have wound up at the Architects. That is, of course, Yellow Magic Orchestra and Firecracker. Yellow Magic Orchestra is a Japanese electronic music band formed in the late 70s in Tokyo by Haruomi Hasono, Yukihiro Takahashi, and of course, Ryuichi Sakamoto. It's hard to even say how influential this group is. I would put them, honestly, in the same league as Kraftwerk. They were absolute cowboys in their use of synthesizers and drum machines and all of these wonderful things. And the work that they did filtered into the future of the genre that is now understood to be city pop. They are funky, they are electronic, and some of the records that they made at that time sound as fresh today as they did then. But of course, one of the most important ones is the one we're hearing today. This is Firecracker by Yellow Magic Orchestra. That is all that is left to say from me. We have stamped the tickets and taken our tour. I am the Black Madonna. Have a wonderful week. Take a deep breath. Drop your shoulders. We still believe.
This is the History of the World. Black Madonna.